with the public, who voted in Jimmy Carter, now remembered best for an address to the nation about energy and oil, in which he said, "All the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America." Carter lost to Ronald Reagan the following year. Reagan's second order of business, after weaning the American economy from federal regulation and causing another contraction in the process, was to take on public sector unions. In his speech of July 1979, Carter also said, "We believed that our nation's resources were limitless until 1973, when we had to face a growing dependence on foreign oil. These wounds are still very deep. They have never been healed. A prophet is not without honor."
And tomorrow night at 10:45, Michael Goldfarb muses on the inflation crisis of 1973. This week's essays are a Certain Height production for BBC Radio 3. 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Accordionist Chango Spasiuk from Argentina and a track called Governor Virasoro. Hello, I'm Fiona Talkington. Welcome again to Late Junction. Coming up later on tonight, the latest in our series of Late Junction collaboration sessions. And tonight we bring together the maverick Tyneside singer Richard Dawson and the old-time string band the Black Twig Pickers. Great to get them all together at last. And also tonight I've got blues guitarist Knut Rejrud playing Schubert, The Thing are playing Duke Ellington, and there's a homage to the waterways of the Netherlands. And this too is from Argentina, and it also includes some of the local wildlife and the duo Las Hermanas Coroni, who are inspired by a field recording of an Arabic singer.
نهار نفوت طريق قامري سخن هل ماني سون بلش اللف ذكرية لو كنت عمر سوى نايدوم الدنيا ونساند قلبك للي يكون درة وصامتي يجبرني لحبي دوسون سما يشغل بال إلا نوستالجي هوا سيلون صم الهوا سيلون صم الهوا
Thank you.
I was very pleased to come across a recent album by the Swedish composer and multimedia artist Marcus Fjällström. It says here, a dark and frightening ambient universe, an outer space of exploding galaxies, floating emotions in an apparently silent sea of white light, full of grace and dark, black, anxious endings. Well, now you want to hear the rest of the album, don't you? It's called Epilogue M and it's out on Revlab Records. And before that, a duo from Argentina called Las Hermanas Caroni and Melodía del Silencio, Melody from the Silence. Well, this track was recorded by Solex, that's Bart van Poppel and Elizabeth Esselink. They were on a motorboat in the Netherlands picking up the sounds of local musicians where they moored, with a backing group of waterbirds and a delightfully insistent duck. A gentle piece called Bow Flurry by Howell Davis. Adam Caird played piano and Martin Pine on Glockenspiel. And they followed recordings by Chris Watson from his album In St Cuthbert's Time, his portrait of the seasons around Lindisfarne. And first of all, we were on the waterways of the Netherlands as portrayed by the duo Solex. Now, coming up in 10 minutes or so, this month's Late Junction collaboration, bringing together the Black Twig Pickers and singer Richard Dawson. First of all, though, The Thing. Mats Gustafsson, Ingebrigt Håkerflaten and Paul Nielsen Love from their first release on their own label. And here they transform Duke Ellington's Heaven.
Thank you.
Mats Gustafsson's arrangement of Duke Ellington's Heaven, played by The Thing. That's Mats along with Ingebrigt Håkeflaten on bass and Paul Nielsen Love on drums. That comes from their new album called Boot. And you can catch them live at Café Otto in London on Sunday afternoon, the 3rd of November. Doors open at 4 o'clock. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction. And it's time now for this month's Late Junction collaboration session. Last week, the freewheeling American musicians Mike Gangloff and Nathan Bowles were in the UK for a tour with their old-time string band, the Black Twig Pickers. And for this month's Late Junction session, we thought we'd pair them up with the radical Tyneside balladeer Richard Dawson and see what they got up to. Well, if these names sound familiar, by the way, it's because they both featured on the Late Junction stage at the Latitude Festival over the years, but have never actually worked together. At first sight, it might appear like a straightforward transatlantic folk collaboration, but not so. Mike and Nathan have finally honed experimental credentials as members of the American drone band Pelt, and Richard Dawson, well, he teeters so brilliantly on the edge of many musical worlds, and he's recently been making a creative racket with improvising harpist Rodri Davis. So when we brought them together in our Maid of Ale studios last week, the stage was set for a boundary-crossing, genre-defying session. Max was there to talk to them, and here's what they did.
I'm in BBC Studios, Maid of Ale, Studio 4 to be exact, and I'm here to find out the exact meaning of what could be occurring in the October Late Junction live session. So in Studio 4 there are timpani, there is a huge gong, there are tubular bells, a grand piano, a Hammond organ, a banjo, a violin, an electric guitar, and three men. First of all, what I'd like to know is, when you arrived here this morning, what were you expecting to happen?
We didn't come in with too many preconceived notions, I don't think. We had some ideas or some germs of ideas, I guess. But
Richard had a few lyrical ideas tucked up his sleeve. Not sure that any of them are actually made it into the studio, however.
Oh, no, I left my book at my pal's flat. I wrote a lot on the train. I thought a spontaneous writing would be in keeping with the mood of the day, and I left it all behind. It was good stuff.
Let's talk about the first track you recorded. What's it going to be called?
Sunken Head.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Just the One.
Just the One. So how did you go about starting it? Did it start with lyrics? Did it start with a riff?
Richard brought his guitar, and Nathan and I brought fiddles and banjos because we're on tour with the Black Twigs right now. But all these other things, the BBC stacked in here, and we began to try them out and see which textures we felt worked together. So on Sunken Head, we ended up with Nathan playing the piano, something he's done since he was a small boy.
And a young tot.
Young tot, and I was trying the xylophone-like Celeste. Mm-hmm. And Richard had already come up with a unique arrangement for his vocal and his guitar that he put the engineers to work.
Yes.
Sorting
newly
out.
Spontaneous.
Yeah.
And so what happened? You guys started playing, and then Richard, you thought, this is the melody, and just let it out.
No, just some of the words came back, but the guitar's set up, so I've got it in a kind of tune, and I don't really know what's going on with it, but it sounds good at the minute, but I just have to shift the whole thing up or down to match. So as soon as I got it matched with Nathan and Mike, then we just kind of rolled and discussed the structure of it, because otherwise things can be too loose, you know.
Of the three tracks, it strikes me that this one is the one that most closely relates to drone territory, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Part of that is the choosing keys to play in as opposed to strict melodies, and sort of the way we're all playing our instruments is, you know, a lot of sustain.
I think for me and Nathan, the piece started with sort of selecting some intervals that we were going to play on these keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
Richard stitched it all together and suggested, well, we need a change that'll creep in hereabouts. And, of course, we were trying to let the vocal do its
thing.
We
just kind of jammed it out after that. And through working on it over and over, we found the structure of the piece.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually, we found our way into a song.
Thank you. running through my heart. Drip on to green blouse. It's a vanishing to the love of your heart.
That was Sunken Head. And you're listening to the Lake Junction session for October. And Richard, tell me about this second track.
The second track coming up is, I think I said after we finished it that it was one of the most insane pieces of music I'd ever taken part in. It doesn't really make any sense.
What were you playing on it?
I was playing the timpanis and gong and a lot of sticks, jumbling a lot of sticks about.
Would you say that you were well known for playing timpani and gong?
I'm well known for jumbling sticks about, but timpanis is new. I'm a big stick jumbler. I love to jumble a stick. Oh, yeah, and then did some singing in the middle.
Little guitar.
Little bit of guitar. Not too much. Up and down.
And Nathan, what were you playing?
I was mostly sticking to the Hammond organ on this.
With Leslie Speaker.
Exactly. I was so enamored that this was going to be in here, and I kind of couldn't wait. We just got to talking about how to form the next piece, and I sat down at the Hammond and just sort of worked stuff out, and I was so thrilled to play around on that thing, and I play a little bit of the tubular bells on that as well.
And Mike, what were you playing?
I was on fiddle most of the time and threw a little jaw harp in. And...
Okay, well, let us hear it.
All right.
What's it called?
It's called...
Perhaps you'll just have to look at the Lake Junction homepage.
Oh, how about this? How about Puddle Man?
Puddle Man?
Yeah. Let's call it Puddle Man.
Yeah, we're good at puddle.
There we have it.
Puddle Man. Thank you.
And that was Puddle Man. No, it was. I'm sitting in the studio of the October Late Junction session with Mike Gangloff and Nathan Bowles and, of course, Richard Dawson. And so we get to the third and final piece of this amazing session. This song sounded traditional, and when I heard it being recorded, I actually thought, I wonder which side of the Atlantic, and indeed which side of the Appalachians, this actually comes from, because it does sound a bit Southern Baptist hymn, doesn't it?
Yeah. I've scribbled it on the train up again, but I could remember it because it's a simple, really simple lyric. It's very simplistic as well.
He had kind of a gospel tune in his head as he was writing it, and so we kind of took up with some of those changes, and we didn't want to play that song exactly, but there's so many gospel songs from the Appalachian mountains that kind of move through similar changes, so we've played a lot of them, Nathan and I have, over the years, so we kind of just picked up with that, and Richard began singing it and would stop us every now and then and say, no, we should put this chord in, or we should allow it to pause here or have a little surprise there, and we just, you know, we tried to follow Richard's voice, because this is all about his singing on this song.
Well, it's full of constant surprises, and the lyrics are well worth clocking too. What's it called?
Wonderful People?
I think so. Like, yeah, I've got the Wonderful People.
I think this is the most existential of the songs.
Well, I was thinking a lot about the John Peel and all the sessions here, everyone who's been through, and also always just dead people. Thinking about dead people.
Yeah.
And those yet to appear, and we're here now.
Well, just before we hear it, I have to say, it's really great that you're here today, and it's a fantastic session. At the moment, it's gone to the top of my Late Junction Live Sessions chart.
That's official.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. It's
been minted.
That's lovely. And yeah, it's absolutely amazing to see you guys.
Oh,
as well.
Cheers. Yeah, so good to hang. We'll get to hang a bit later.
Yes, thanks for pulling all this together, Late Junction.
Yeah.
There have been husband and
Tyneside balladeer Richard Dawson in collaboration with Mike Gangloff and Nathan Bowles of the Black Twig Pickers at play in the BBC Maida Vale studios for this month's Late Junction collaboration session. And they were talking to Max Reinhardt. And that session is available as a free download from the Radio 3 website, where you'll also find photos of the day and details of all the music in tonight's programme. And if you want any more information, do drop us an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. A few weeks ago, I was in Oslo, and when blues guitarist Knut Rejrud handed me his CD, we were standing in the middle of a road at night, he hummed a few bars of Schubert's C major quintet. Instant tears for me. The soul of the piece captured in a new way by Knut with the Trondheim soloists.
Thank you. Thank you.
Knut Rejard and the Trondheim Soloists, and a piece they've called Chapter One, based on Schubert's gorgeous C major quintet. I've been playing you Jan Bang's new album all week, Narrative from the Subtropics. This is a traditional song called Singer's Childhood, and Jan's joined here by the Estonians, Tuula Kahn and Robert Jöjendahl, with Tigran Hamasyan and Arve Henriksen.
Good. kas viimasis kaunikene allea, allea. Oli ühte üvannu allea, allea. Oli ühte üvannu allea, allea. Pääle katte päevä vannu allea, allea. Pääle katte päevä vannu allea, allea. Nimel ei kiigu kesä. Parõtsäl man mul paljo laule allea, allea. Parõtsäl man mul paljo laule allea, allea. Säält mina latsas laule poppe allea, allea. Säält mina latsas laulu poppe allea, allea. Ulli kõne sõna osasi allea, allea. Ulli mina panni pappari allea, allea. A kõik mina panni pappari allea, allea. Kõik mina raie raamatuhe allea, allea. Kõik mina raie
That was a piece called Lontano from Dances and Laments by Peter Fribbins, played there by the violinist Philippe Graffin and the cellist Henri Desmarquettes. And just before that, that was Singer's Childhood from Jan Bang's new album, Narrative from the Subtropics. I've been playing tracks from that all week here on Late Junction, and you can listen again to Tuesday and Wednesday's programme via the BBC iPlayer. Well, tomorrow in World on 3, you can hear a programme coming live from Womex in Cardiff, and Lopa Qatari will be introducing a selection of musicians who've come from all over the globe for the annual World Music Trade Fair. And then on Monday on Jazz on 3, Jez Nelson's here with a recording of the Peter Evans Zebulon Trio, which was recorded at the Vortex in London. And I'll be back with another week of Late Junction on Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. Meanwhile, here's a doo-wop good night from the Spaniels and me.
Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Mother. Oh, and your father would like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good
night. This is BBC Radio 3. You're listening to Through the Night with me, Katriana Young. And in this first part of the programme, just one work, Schoenberg's massive cantata, Gurrelieder, which started life in 1900 as a song cycle for a competition. Schoenberg missed the deadline, but he went on working on it. 11 years later, he found he'd composed a monumental piece for 5 soloists, narrator, 4 choruses and an orchestra of about 150. It was inspired by a Danish legend about King Valdemar's love for his mistress Tove and her subsequent murder by the jealous Queen Helvig. The title translates literally as Songs of Gurre, Gurre being the Danish castle where the tragedy unfolds. It's divided into three parts. Nine love songs between Valdemar and Tove form the basis of the first one, but they gradually become more ominous and dwell on impending death, which becomes a reality at the end of the movement in the Wood Dove song. The performance we're going to hear formed one complete prom in the summer of 2012, given by the BBC Symphony Orchestra under Jukka-Pekka Saraste. Tove and Valdemar were sung by Angela Denoka and Simon O'Neill, and the Wood Dove was Katarina Carneus.